Hey, thanks for being here. In a letter to state agency directors last Friday, Ben Henderson, the governor's office director of operations, said that they are implementing a headcount cap on many positions. And DPS has spoken out about this, saying it could be catastrophic to the agency. DPS has been dramatically understaffed, like a lot of police agencies, for a long time. If you think about the expansion we've had in Arizona just in the last 15 years or so, just here in the valley, we have the 2202s, the 101, the 303, the expansion of the 60. We're seeing roadways expand just here in the valley immensely. Do we have enough people to patrol them to cover the crashes and the DUIs and the crime that is happening? Not to mention all of the other things that DPS does across the state with crime labs and storage of evidence and the state radio system. It's a big job. So joining us to talk about that right now is the president of AZFOP Lodge 32, John Simon. Mr. Simon, welcome to the show.
Hey, Mike. Good morning. Thanks for having me on your show.
I'm not sure if I gave that enough of an explanation. Can you give us an overview of what troopers across the state of Arizona are facing in patrolling our roadways, just from the perspective of public safety on the roadways? And how short-staffed are you?
You know, Mike, you really teed it up really well. Our population here in the state has boomed. We have 6 million registered drivers, 8 million registered vehicles on the road. You know, the FOP, the Fraternal Order of Police, as well as our partners at the State Troopers Association, based on our population here in Arizona, we're projecting that we should have at least 3,000 sworn Arizona State Troopers just to keep up with the growth. Today, DPS has only 952 sworn state troopers, and that's of all ranks. So that's including sergeants and captains and majors. There's currently 323 trooper vacancies under this year's budget. There's 677 awesome pro staff people, professional staff employees. But even among their ranks, we have 155 vacancies. You know, if you look at all the positions at DPS under both state and federal funding, we're dealing with a vacancy rate of about 28%. That's like an 11-man football team, Mike, with 8 players. No quarterback, no running back, and we're missing a lineman. We can't keep up with this ever-expanding highway system, the booming population in the state, the complicated expectations from the public without being able to field a complete team.
When we immediately think of it being dangerous for troopers on the roadways of the valley because of the freeway traffic and everything else. But in many cases, in very rural areas, troopers are by themselves for extended periods of time. And sometimes they're the only law enforcement that's out there. They've got to be some kinds of psychologist and a counselor. And sometimes they've got to fight for their lives. This short staffing is affecting people across the state, not just in these densely urban areas, right?
You're absolutely right, Mike. You know, I work as a motor here in Central Phoenix, and just in Phoenix, you might go from an overdose call with our unhoused population to a fatal motor vehicle collision all within the course of 15 minutes. Out in rural Arizona, you might be the only law enforcement officer, literally the only cop within 50 to 100 miles. So that means no backup. You're dealing with domestic violence situations, drunk drivers, people who might be smuggling people from other countries, smuggling in illegal drugs, and our troopers are alone out there. You know, there's 15 counties in the state of Arizona. Only 2 of our counties have 24-hour coverage. That's a huge issue when it comes to response times, and it's a huge issue for public safety. So if you call the Department of Public Safety in the middle of the night, now we're having to call out a trooper from their house. They're going to have to get dressed, start their car, start their computer, and then drive to your emergency. That takes valuable time, and sometimes it's a life or death issue.
Yeah, and I don't think people understand that that's what's happening in Arizona. We see the presence here in the valley, and we just think it's 24/7 everywhere in the state. So let's talk about this cap that they're putting on. Have you heard, is it going to affect DPS? Are they hiring if somebody leaves the agency? Are you able to fill the vacancies that are there now if you can get the people to do it? What is this going to do to the agency moving forward?
So listen, Mike, as of now, we're expecting at least a 4% reduction in our budget, defunding of our budget. We've been told that we can continue hiring for vacant positions based off of attrition. So in other words, as our experienced troopers are leaving the job, we can hire to replace them. Well, as I already said, we're already more than 300 vacancies short. at DPS. We don't have enough troopers as it stands right now. We need to add more troopers. We need to increase our recruiting efforts. We need to continue staffing our state trooper academy. This is going to have a huge impact to our operations at DPS if we can't keep growing as an agency and adding more state troopers to start solving this problem.
Another element of this, and I don't know if you can speak to this or not, is I had the experience over about a five-year period of being the MC for your award ceremonies, for not just sworn troopers, but also for your professional staff. And I learned so much about your crime labs and catching up when the people were behind with rape kits across the state, that many of the smaller counties and jurisdictions, they don't have crime labs, and they count on the DPS to do a lot of that work for them. Is it going to impact that? Do you have any idea of the impact on the crime labs as well if there is a reduction in the budget?
Absolutely, Mike. You know, our professional staff employees provide such a valuable public service, not only to other law enforcement agencies, but also citizens, whether it's sex offender compliance, the statewide crime lab, the radio infrastructure, concealed weapons permitting, security guard licensing. There's so many aspects to the Department of Public Safety that, you know, in addition to just highway patrol and criminal investigations, our pro staff employees are really customer service agents for citizens of Arizona and other law enforcement agencies. It's going to be a big hit.
John Simon is joining us. He is the president of the Fraternal Order of Police Lodge 32. They represent about 80% of Arizona state troopers. When you look at the overall issue here, have you had conversations, or the DPS bosses had conversations with the governor's office? Is there any chance that you're not going to have this happen to you? Are you in discussions to head this off before it happens?
Mike, that's a great question. You know, I've been up in the director's office Monday and Tuesday, and they share a lot of the concerns that we have as the employee associations. You know, any kind of hit to public safety, we know, is a hit to our ability as a statewide agency to provide our statutory mission to the citizens. It's my understanding that the leadership at DPS is spearheading this and is negotiating with the governor's office and the state legislature to hopefully put an end to this. That would be the best route. What we would like to see as the Fraternal Order of Police is DPS not lose any funding in our budget, and in fact to increase our budget and to increase the number of positions that we have as a statewide agency.
Yeah, and I've had the privilege of, like I said, being at some of those award ceremonies. The work that the troopers are doing on the freeways, you are truly the ambassadors for the state many times. And even when a car breaks down, a flat tire or whatever it is, it becomes a life-threatening incident if your vehicle breaks down and you don't have AC. And a lot of times, the lifeline is not just troopers, but the roadside assistance and the other things that DPS does for people.
You're right. You know, Mike, I'm a working trooper. I ride a motor in Central Phoenix, and as a matter of fact, I was out taking wrecks and writing carpool tickets just a little bit ago. I really work with some of the most caring, compassionate, thoughtful people in this state. You know, from day one, we're all instilled, whether you're a state trooper or professional staff, we're instilled with the values of integrity, courtesy, courteous vigilance, service, trust. I love working here. This is such a great place to work, and the people I work with love working here too, but we need to have the support from our leaders. This is a very challenging time for the state of Arizona, that's for sure.
Well, John, I appreciate the time today and the work that you do, and I hope you'll come back. We're going to stay on this issue here, and I would love you to bring more information to the audience.
Absolutely. Thanks, Mike.
All right, man. Be safe. That's John Simon. He is with the Fraternal Order of Police, representing 80% of troopers across the state.